Let us pray.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for the world around us. The new life will be our seeing the spring baby animals and blossoming trees.
Thank you for our country, Great Britain, and give strength to all politicians who will be forming a new government in London following the general election. Give them strength and wisdom to rule the country with grace, courage and friendship.
Bless our school. We have lessons to grow our minds, lunch times to feed and exercise our bodies, and worship times to grow our souls. For all these things we thank you, Lord.
Dear God, bless all the people in our village who work together to make it a wonderful place to live and to grow up. Thank you to all the people who keep our village clean and tidy so that we are proud to live and work here.
Bless the people in our school and our village who are sick or unhappy. Please make them strong and let them find happiness in the future. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Do go back to your places. A prayer for those who are sad or bereaved at this time. Lord, may they find comfort in your love, the support of friends and family, peace resting in your care, and the certainty of your promises of eternal life in heaven with you, through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us draw our prayers together with the words of the Lord's Prayer that may be found on the order of service. We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, Christians find that through faith in Jesus Christ, God is not just a distant power, but a Father who cares for us. And that's what our next two songs speak of. We'll sing them back to back, Father God, You Love Me, and Father God, I Wonder. Please stand.
Yes.
We come now to our Bible reading, which Madeline is going to bring us, so if you come out. Our theme in the service this morning is loving community. So as we hear this reading from God's Word, listen out for what we can learn about being loving community.
The Bible reading today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 to chapter 5, verse 2. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that one day you will say what will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit of God is the mark of the ownership, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all the bitterness, rage, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another, as God has forgiven you through Christ. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us, as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now, in our talk this morning, kids, I'm going to need lots of help from you, and I want you to be able to have a very good view as well. So I'd like to invite you to move from where you are now, and Harry's going to help you find seats on some cushions here. So come round, and if you take a seat here, you'll be able to see and help with what we're up to this morning. And in fact, any young people who'd like to sit here are very welcome to come forward. So perfect, round you go, folks. Take a seat on any one of those cushions. I hope you'll be comfortable. I sit there myself sometimes. And if you face me, then you'll be able to see and help with our learning this morning. In our all-age services, which we have once a month, the hope is that there'll be something for us, whether we're young or old, to take hold of and keep hold of that will help us in our lives today. Let me say a prayer to God that that would be the case this morning. Loving God, as we think about your word in the Bible, please speak to each one of us and show us how we can be loving community in our village today. Amen. Well, our theme this morning is loving community. I want us to think how we can have friendly and supportive relationships in our village. It's a picture here of neighbours getting on well and loving one another. Also, how we can have love and care in our schools. Picture here of people helping each other in the classroom, which I know happens at your school. And we want this kind of love and care in our church as well. And also thinking about loving community in our homes, how our homes and families can be places of joy and happiness because of the love that we have for one another. Sadly, our village, our schools, our church, even our homes can sometimes be marked by anger and difficulties, or just by not caring about each other very much. But God teaches us a lot in the Bible about loving community, because the God of the Bible is the God of love who wants us to love each other. Now, in the reading that Madeline just gave us, the Apostle Paul writes to a church and he brings them God's message about how they should love one another. Sadly, in the church, we don't always get this right, but the church should be a place where anyone can come and find a loving family to be part of. Well, we're going to see three things that we can do this morning, whether we're young or old, to help build loving community, not only in our church, but in our village as a whole, in our schools, and in our families. And at the end, we'll see how the Christian faith, how what we believe about God and the Lord Jesus, can be a real help to us in the loving communities that we want. Now, I've made a big poster. You can see it behind me here. And we're going to peel off some flaps to see three things that we can do to help build loving community. I hope you can see it at the back. I made it as big as I could. Who would like to peel off the first flap? You're at the front, so you can come forward. It's the one here with number one on it, and that should just come off if you peel it away. Can you see what that says? Helpful words. The first thing that we do to help build loving community, do take your seat, is to use helpful words when we speak to one another. That's what we saw at the very start of our Bible reading. It said, do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. You see, the kind of words we use to one another are more important than perhaps we realize. Some things we say are harmful, others are helpful. The book of Proverbs, earlier in the Bible, says, thoughtless words can wound as deeply as a sword, but wisely spoken words can heal. Now, folks, I need your help again. At the end of the pews are six kinds of words in speech bubbles. So the six of you sitting there in school uniform, if you like, see if you can collect up those speech bubbles and bring them to me at the front, and we'll see what we mean by helpful words and harmful words. So collect in the speech bubbles, and I'm going to bring this round, and we're going to stick them up here as we think about building our community with helpful words. So once you've got a speech bubble, come on up. Brilliant. And come round, stand with me if you like. So the first kind of words we have here are insults. When we say things that hurt somebody else's feeling. Do you think those would be helpful words or harmful words? Harmful. We're going to put that on this side. What do we have here? Oh, comfort. These are words. When somebody is sad and we say to them, how are you doing? I've been thinking about you lately. Now those can be helpful words. What do you have there? Oh, these ones say lies. This is where we say something that's not true. And a lie, big or small, can make it hard to trust each other. Lies are harmful words. Oh, thank you. This is one of my favorites. Encouragement. Words of encouragement. That's when we say, you did that really well. That was a lovely tea. Thank you very much. Or your music practice sounded lovely today. Words of encouragement are helpful words. Now, have we got two more? We've got one more. Words of thanks. Thank you for coming to play with me today. Thank you for tidying your room. These are helpful words. And is there one more kind of, is there one more speech bubble? Oh, this is a sad one. You know what gossip is? It's where we say bad things about someone else when they're not around, talking about them. And that belongs here with harmful words. So thank you to my helpers. You can take your seats again. The first thing we can do to build loving community is to use helpful words to one another. Sadly, I often use these kind of words. And God says that's very serious. Harmful words can wound as deeply as a sword. So let's think about how we can use helpful words to each other. These are words that can build up, can provide what is needed, and do good to those who hear you. That's the first thing we do to build loving community. Use helpful words. Now let's get the big poster down again. We're going to see the second thing we do. Oh, you're so quick. You guessed what you were the first. Up you come. Let's peel off the flap. Something else we can all do to build loving community. Yeah, you know what to do? Peely, peely, peely. Kindness. Kindness is where we do things to help other people. Kindness can be small, but it has a big effect in building a lovely community. Now, I'm going to give a demonstration, and some of you may have seen this before, but I think it will remind us what a big effect even small acts of kindness can have. Who will help me with this demonstration? They need to be very brave. Who here is very brave? Young man there. Yes, up you come. Now, these four sweets stand for kind things that we can do. And this bottle of cola stands for our village, our school, our church, our families, our communities. And you might think that a small thing like this could make no difference. But they stand for kind things we do. So this one stands, you can hold it, just hold it for now, stands for stopping and chatting to someone who might be sad or lonely. This one stands for visiting a neighbour or friend who's in hospital. This one stands for helping at home, perhaps with the washing up, with the tidying. And this one stands for offering to help an elderly person, perhaps mow their lawn or wash their car. Small acts of kindness. But let's see what kind of difference even a tiny act of kindness can have in our community. So we're going to try and drop as many of them as we can in. I'm going to take two, stack them up like this, and whenever you're ready, drop yours in, and I'm going to try and drop mine in. And you might like, once you've dropped them in, to just take a little step backwards. So you ready? Drop it in. Oh! Sorry, ladies and gentlemen at the back, if you didn't quite see that, but it all foamed up. We've still got one left. We only had time to do three little acts of kindness. I'll drop that in there. Did you see those small little sweets made a big effect on a bottle of cola? Ladies and gentlemen, in the same way, small acts of kindness make a big effect in our community, making it a loving community. Sadly, I often think I'm too busy to do kind things. Often I'm only thinking about myself. So let's think how we can show kindness to each other, knowing that it will make that big effect in our communities. Thank you for your help. You can take your seat once again. Now, it's getting a bit crowded up here with me, but there's one more thing that we can do to help build a loving community. I should just say, kindness. Did you notice it in our Bible reading? Verse 32, if you have a look, says, be kind and tender-hearted to one another. That's why we're thinking about kindness this morning. Helpful words, kindness. What will be behind the third slap? Yes, could you help me, please? Would you come and peel off number three? The third thing we can do to help build loving community is forgiveness. Let me put this back up here. Now, if we were always perfect, if we never hurt one another, I suppose we wouldn't need to show forgiveness. But as it is, in our village, in our schools, in our church, even in our homes, we need to show forgiveness. If you're a reader, have a look at verse 31 in our Bible reading, little number 31. Says this, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger. No more shouting or insults, no more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. You see, when someone's mean to us or hurts our feelings or lets us down, the easy thing is to hold on to anger and insults and hatred towards them. And God says, don't do that. It damages us and our community. Instead, God says, forgive one another. That means not going over again and again the way the person has hurt us, to ourselves or to other people, even to them, but instead forgiving them, treating them as if they had not done that thing to hurt us. It's even easier to forgive if someone says they're sorry, but even before that, we can start to forgive. The third part of a loving community, showing forgiveness to each other. Now, I've got one more demonstration to show you. This urn of water, stands for us showing love, kindness, and forgiveness to each other. And you know, sometimes it's really hard to show kindness and forgiveness. Sometimes I feel that I've run dry, just like this urn has run dry, that I've run out of love and kindness and forgiveness to give, just as this urn has run out of water and there's nothing coming out. And it's at those times that the Christian faith can really help us. In our Bible reading, the Apostle Paul is writing to Christian believers who have received love and forgiveness from God. If I read from it one more time, he says at the end of verse 32, forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. Since you're God's dear children, you must try to be like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. What he's saying there is really important. He's saying if we realize how much God loves us, it helps us show love to other people. So I need four more helpers as we see how the urn of our life can build up. One, two, three, four. Up you come. Now, if you go over by those jugs there, when we feel that we've run out of love and kindness and forgiveness, How can God help us? Perhaps you could bring me the first jug here. This jug of water stands for God's love. The Bible tells us that the God who made the universe loves us and cares about us. If we realize that, it starts to fill us up. In it goes. Let's have the next jug along. That's the one you've got. This jug stands for Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that when we turned away from God, when we hadn't listened to his teaching but gone our own way instead, he sent his own son, Jesus, into the world. And that Jesus loved us so much, he died so that we could be forgiven. He lived a perfect life, but he died to pay for the ways that I've been unkind and unhelpful words, the ways that I've turned away from God. He came to pay a debt that he did not owe, because we owe a debt that we could not pay. If we realize that Jesus Christ loved us so much, he laid down his life for us, it helps to fill us up once again. What's the next jug? The next jug stands for forgiveness. When we put our trust in Jesus Christ as the Savior who died for us, we receive forgiveness from God, a completely fresh start. And not only does God forgive us, he sees us as his dear children. No longer his enemies, but his dear children. When we receive God's forgiveness, well, it fills us up again. The final jug, please. There we go. Thank you. As my friend has told me, the final jug stands for the Holy Spirit, mentioned again in our Bible reading. If we ask Jesus into our lives to be our friend, our Savior, our Lord, not only does he forgive us, he also comes and lives in us by his Holy Spirit, changing us from the inside out. So that fills us up a bit more. Friends, this is what a Christian is. Someone who, through faith in Jesus, has received God's love and forgiveness and Holy Spirit. And this should, and it does, make a difference to how we treat other people. It should help us show love and forgiveness and kindness to others so that we're no longer running dry, but it helps us to show these wonderful things to each other. And in fact, ladies and gentlemen, that is just what I needed. A sip of water, which I'm not quite sure where that water came from. We hope it's safe to drink. As we finish, let me ask this. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what it is to receive the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ? This can make a huge difference to us if we receive it. God wants us to put our faith in him and receive these things from him. If you have received God's love and forgiveness in the Holy Spirit, it should make a big difference to how we treat other people. Think about all that God has poured into your life and let that shape the words, the kindness, and the forgiveness that you show others. Let us live a life of love just as Jesus Christ has loved us. Amen. Folks, what we're going to do now is we're going to hear the school choir sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to return to our prayer of confession after that. So, folks, Mrs. Creedon will show you where to stand. We're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen, two songs from the school choir. The first one uses some simple sign language, and the second song, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. And in that second song, the school choir will sing it through once. And then as they sing it a second time, if you wish, as we sit, we can join them as we sing it for that second time. You.